This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Hope everybody's doing good. Shiva Asa B'Tamas. The fast days are the best days of the year. You could actually accomplish something because you don't have to eat. So, we're up to Siman Yud. We're up to Se'if Zayin. Let's just give the recap because I have with me today undershirt tzitzis, okay? I will lower them so you could see me, don't worry. But the Mechaber says, garments that are open from the side below, like right over here. V'yeshlehem arba k'nafos, the tzad matan, and they have four corners to the bottom, l'malhim, some they're sealed on top. Imrubay sasam patr, if they're mostly sealed, it's patr. Imrubay p'soh chayiv, it's mostly open, it's chayiv. V'mchetzer z'mchetzer pasuch, it's 50-50. Matilan oysa l'chumra, you put tzitzit on the chumra, v'chayiv v'tzitzis, v'ein yotzim v'shabbos. You're not yotzim on Shabbos. Now the Mishabur sentence of Kadon Chavdale, that even if the little bit that's open is big enough to have a shir talis, it's still Pater, if it's Rubai, Sasam. And if you put on Tzitzis and then you open up the majority, if it's a problem of Tasav Leimen Asai. Now, the Mishabrun Sivkadan Chavhei said, you need the majority of the whole Beget to be open, not like the tailors make a Talis Katan, that they sew it on the side, and they put a hole to put the hands, they sew it below, and they leave most open, and now they measure only under the arm. They only measure under the arm. So they say under the arm is open. But the thing is that above the arm, now somebody pointed out that above the arm is, there is nothing above the arm. Here, look. This is the undershirt talus, tzitzis. There's nothing above the arm. It's just sleeveless. So it's just a hole. But the thing is, it has to be, the hole for the sleeve is considered like it's closed. But in this special undershirt talus, I believe the majority of the whole talus is still open. In other words, the hole is considered closed. The hole for the arm is considered closed. But you have to measure it from top to bottom, not from beneath the arm. But I think they make it in a way that it's mostly open total. I think we saw something from Reb Chaim Knievsky that there's maybe an inyan, it shouldn't be on your skin. But, you know, this is for Ketanim. And I don't think it's a very significant halachic consideration. So I presume I let my little kids wear this. I mean, otherwise, not that I have a choice in what they wear or have any say or I want to get involved. But I think it looks okay. I mean, based on what we learned, it looks okay. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Chavav. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'chayiv b'tzitzis, it's chayiv and tzitzis. Meaning if it's 50-50, it's chayiv and tzitzis. V'ein mevarchen alav, you don't make a bracha on it. You do not make a bracha on it. You do not make a bracha on it. B'Shabbos, you can't go out with it on Shabbos. D'shema pater, maybe it's pater from tzitzis. V'atzitzis have a kamasoi. The tzitzis are like a burden, a load. U'kil kaman b'simen yud gimel. So the Dirshu quotes the Chazon Ish, who says that this is questionable. Because even though the beg is not chayv b'tzitzis, only misafek, but it's not a masoi. You need to put the tzitzis in order to be yoytze the suffik. Meaning, you're right. You might not have to put on the tzitzis. It might be putter. But you can call the tzitzis carrying. Could you call it carrying? I'm obligated to put on the tzitzis. Me suffik, I have to put it on. So, on both sides, I have to put it on. Well, you can't say I'm carrying something unnecessarily. And I'm not going to take it off. So they're bottled to the beged. It's like the beged. And you could go out on Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish says you could go out on Shabbos. So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, it could be the Shulchan Aruch agrees to the Chazon Ish. And the reason he paskins that a beged, which is a suffix, if it's chayv and says you don't go out on Shabbos, that's talking about when you're going to change the beged to something that's definitely chayiv. So right now, I don't need to. And I'm going to take off the tzitzis to put it on a beged that's definitely chayiv. That's what the mechaber means. I mean, you know, I would have thought that the Mechaber does not mean that we're talking about a case where the guy's going to... The reason why you can't go out and sell is because you're going to take it off and put it on a beggar. That's what the Mechaber means. I would have thought, you know, like the Chazon Ish, that the Mechaber is saying that Ein Yotzei Moed B'Shabbos, even if I'm going to leave it on. Okay, in any event, that's the discussion over here. And you don't go out on it on Shabbos. Why? D'Shema Pater. The Mishmur continues. The Magen Avraham says the Afli Karmelus also. The Magen Avraham says you can't even go out to a Karmelist. They know it's in Safik Drabban L'Charchila. Don't say, well, Safik Drabbanon L'Kula. I could go into a Karmelist because Safik Drabban L'Kula. You're at Safik Drabban L'Kula post facto, but you can't L'Charchila put yourself in a situation where you're going to be carrying L'Charchila in a Karmelist. Many Achorinim agree to us Tamid, who's Makel to carry, to wear these tzitzis in a Karmelis. Okay, let's see if we could figure out Sivches. Sivches, Kappa. What's a Kappa? She psucha, it's open, b'inyan shiyeshla arba kanafais. It's open that it has four corners. Im yikbu uba ashtringa la asoisa kastuma kede lapacha matzitzis. If you're going to put a ashtringa, I figure an ashtringa is a stringa or a string. You know, I think you do a two-step process to the ashtringa. You take off the a and you take off the a. The a you take off in the beginning. You basically, let's for argument's sake, picture it like this. It's basically some kind of kapata with a slit in the back. So you have two corners in the front, and now that it's split in the back, you have two corners in the back middle. Something like that. And now you want to connect the slit in the back to seal it up. It's not going to help. Unless it's set from half the length and below, at least. Vegam shatia kavua lamat meachagor. It also has to be set beneath the belt. Laman yia haroiv hasosam roiv haner lainaim, so that the majority that's sealed is a roiv that's apparent. Emloi chen yasur mishamar sa'ayin. Otherwise, it's also because of ma'is aryan. Okay, let's see if we could get a better picture of what this is. Says mishabros tibkatan chavkas ashtringa, who davar amechaber tzadei abeged achas alachas. This is something that connects the sides of the beged one to another. This is probably more like, you know, some kind of Mexican outfit, you know, where they wear this garment. Basically, it's a four-cornered garment, and two corners in the front, two corners in the back. But the thing is, you want to seal it up. You want to, so it's basically no different really than our tzitzis. It's four-cornered, and you want to seal it up on the side. So what you got to do is, it's not going to help unless it's below the halfway mark, and it has to be below the belt so that it's apparent to the eye that it's sealed up. Now, if you make the seal below the halfway mark, it's roiv sasam. Let's see the Mishnah further. You don't want to put hooks on your talis katan below the halfway mark to have a kasasim. Now it's like it's sealed up. That's only if the hooks are very curved. That the only way to undo them is through some kind of act. By doing so is a complete attachment. Hein le'inyan klayim, it would be an attachment if you were connecting wool and linen. The hein le'inyan tzitzis, and regarding hilchot tzitzis, avalav hachi, otherwise, lo ha'chashav chibar ideas, it's not considered a chibur. Now, what if the garment is connected through buttons? The Eish Alvam of Buchach, quoted by the Dirsh, who says, that's like krusim that are opened easily, and it's considered like it's open. So if you feel like you need to button the tzitzis on the side, that's not an issue. If you have that urge, you're a button guy. You want to button the sides of your tzitzis. Maris ha'ayin va'ahoylich b'talz katan tamid tachas begadav va'av k'shuhoylich b'shus harabim hu behatzneya yesh lahatir lo yishayach v'zer maris ha'ayin. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what kind of maris ha'ayin? I don't live in Bnei Brak. I wear my tzitzis under my shirt. So if you always wear a talis katan under your begadim, even when you go on the Rishus HaRabim, it's private, then we could allow you to put, the ashtringa below the halfway mark where it's not under the belt, where it's not apparent, because there's no Maris HaAyin. Now this is a very interesting Rabbi Kiva Eger, because usually we say that anything that's aser because of Maris HaAyin, afilu b'chadre chadorim, is aser. So why is Rabbi Kiva Eger saying that if you wear your tzitzis under your shirt, there's no problem with Maris HaAyin? Since when do we say there's no Maris HaAyin just because you don't think anybody's looking? But I think the issue, there's the Shach in Yaradea talks about two kinds of Maris HaAyin. We don't always apply the rule of kol, is asar. Okay, look in the Bir Alocha Mishum Maris Ha'ayin. The Bir Alocha quotes, it's Mashman Lelavush and the Oilas Tamid that Begodim that are Ruban Pasuach, they all, and you're putting on tzitzis, they need to be Roiv Hanira Lo'inayim. Because otherwise there's Maris HaAyin the other way, people will suspect you're making a bracha levatala. So he says, Tzarech shiyah roiv hanira lo'einayim v'loi metzumtzum. It has to be a roiv that's apparent and not confined. Kedei shelo yachshavu alav shu mevarech levatala. So they don't suspect that you're making a bracha levatala. Look in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Alocha before. La'asoysa k'stuma. I am the Mishnah Berurah, b'mashu k'savnu v'hu sh'nechpafim ma'oid. That if the hooks are very curved, then it's sealed. That comes from the Magen Ram, the name of the Shemas Adashin. V'yafta acher kach kosa Magen Ram, de'efshad mikom makam asim b'nei Maris HaAyin. Sh'nir k'sasim. Even though the Magen Avram says it could be that if you seal it with hooks that are not very curved, it's usher. In other words, if you use hooks that are not very curved, it's also because of Maris HaAyin Shenir Kasasim, Vader Chaim Hetik Etzvarav, Ayin Be'ol Yerab Arsus Chaim Sheskimim Maknez Agdav VeHasev Zechroinois LaHakel. Uvefrat Lefisha LeMa She'Atakne Mishabro B'Shem Chedusha B'Kiva Eger. Da'Hilich B'Talos Katan Tamet Tachas Gadav. What's this talking about? The Mishnah Berurah says that not to make hooks below halfway, it looks like it's sasum, and that's when it's nechvafim ma'oid. But if it's not nechvafim ma'oid, then it's not a problem. It should always be asur, even when it's not nechvafim ma'oid, because of Maris HaAyin, because it looks like it's sealed. So he brings in this Rabbi Kiva Eger, that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that when you wear the talis katan under your garments, there's no issue of Maris HaAyin, so then that would be the same thing over here, that you could be lenient, even though the hooks are not very tight, we don't have to be worried about Maris HaAyin, because anyway you're wearing them under your clothing. Okay, Rabbi Isai, so we're now 3 days ahead, okay? So maybe what we'll do is next Sunday will be 4, so that will be okay. Okay, Shkoyach, everyone. Kol Tov, have a wonderful day, have an easy rest of the fast. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.